Hello there, everybody. Welcome to Challenges and Choices, a Special Needs Perspective. Today I'll be discussing to you guys about video games and how I got involved in video games as a special needs person. So I basically started to play video games, which is Sesame Street, which is a computer game. And then when Harry Potter first came out, I started to get involved in computer games with Harry Potter. And then that's when I started to get involved in games more. And that was with an Xbox, just a plain Xbox. And then I got a Game Boy Advance, and then I got a Nintendo DS, and then I got myself a Wii, and then a PlayStation 2, and then I got myself an Xbox 360, and then I got myself a PlayStation 3, which my grandmother bought for me, and then I got myself a PSP, a PlayStation portable one, and then I got myself an Xbox One, and then I got myself a PlayStation 5, because my PlayStation 3 was not basically working, and that is basically it. So, I am going to show you guys my video game collection, and I'm going to start it off with Disney Connect. Disney Connect was the very first games that I got, and is rated E for everyone. So, this is Disney Connect for the Xbox 360. The next game that I have is Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix for the Xbox 360, which is also rated E for everyone. And then I got myself Grand Theft Auto, the collection, and this game is rated M for mature, so basically, yeah. And then after that, I got involved in Spider-Man. My friend Mary got me involved in it, and this game is rated T for teen. So that is basically the Spider-Man game. And then I got involved in Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Redemption is a game made by Rockstar, and it's also rated M for mature. The other game that is also in that category is also Red Dead Redemption 2, but this is for the Xbox One and stuff like that. And now we have Disney Pixar Cars for the Xbox 360. And this is also rated E for everyone. Okay, now we have Batman for the Xbox 360, and that is also rated T for teen. Okay. And now I'm going to go over my PlayStation collection as well. So, I'm going to show you one, two more extra games that I got for that. Okay, so I have the same game as usual, but this is for the PSP, and it is Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix for PSP. I enjoy that game and everything. And the Disney Pixar Cars also for the PSP, and that is also for the PSP, but that is also rated E for everybody. So yeah. Okay, now I'm going to show you guys basically my Nintendo Switch games. So before I show you these, when COVID hit, I started to be so bored, and then so I got myself a Nintendo Switch. And then so I got a few games for it as well. So I got Animal Crossing, New Horizons, and excuse me. And Driven to Win Cars also for the Nintendo Switch. Okay. And then I am going to basically show you guys my PlayStation game collection. And then I have basically something to say about one of the things here. Okay, so I have the Grand Theft Auto collection for PlayStation 4. And I basically got hand-me-down games from a friend, but this is not one of them. They're basically like on the shelf. And so I basically got hand-me-down games from a friend, and I started to like find more games for my collection. Then I got Red Dead Redemption 2 again for the PlayStation 4/5. These games are backwards compatible, so if you have like any PlayStation games that you have like around, if you sold your PlayStation 4, you can still play them. Now I am going to basically show you something brand new that I got. I got the PlayStation 5, like I mentioned, and I got Star Wars, The Jedi Fallen Order. Now I started to get into Star Wars, so I wanted to give a big shout out to my friend Hannah Johnson and her family for getting me involved in Star Wars. So, this game is rated T for team, and the Rockstar games are rated M for mature. So I just wanted to let everybody know. Now, for all of the Harry Potter fans out there, if you did not really get a chance to really play this game, I really got a chance to play with it, and it's basically called Hogwarts Legacy. This is a brand new game that just came out if you are a Harry Potter fan. And you basically make your own character, kind of like The Sims, and then you sort your house by taking the quiz on the Harry Potter fan club, and then you basically connect your house to your account, and then you will hook up your house and your wand to the game, and then you'll get like say like special robes, and then you basically solve the mystery of who stole the enchanted magic. And there's also something very special regarding this game as well. So that is basically my video game collection. I'm thinking about like doing like another one. But this is just like an opening for like video games. I also want to put down my Twitch, so if I go live on any of these games, be sure to follow me on Twitch and also follow my podcast, Challenges and Choices, a Special Needs Perspective, and I'll put my Twitch username on the screen so you guys can follow me and follow my gaming. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, Challenges and Choices, a Special Needs Perspective. Stay tuned for video games coming soon from me on Challenges and Choices, a Special Needs Perspective. I am Joey Poe, signing off. Peace out.